You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our reading today is from Psalm 89, verses 1 to 8. I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. For your steadfast love was established forever. Your faithfulness is firm as the heavens. You have said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your descendants forever and build your throne for all generations. Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord? A God feared in the council of the holy ones, great and terrible above all that are round about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty as you are, O Lord, with your faithfulness round about you. Our passage today invites us to praise God and to celebrate His love and faithfulness, which are eternal and unfailing, as shown in God's mighty rule over His creation, which the psalm, as it continues, joyfully recounts. But it is especially God's faithful love, as manifested in His covenant with David, which makes up much of this jubilant song of praise. God had made amazing promises to David, as we read in 2 Samuel 7. God had chosen him a shepherd boy, declared he would be his father, promised that David's line would last forever, his kingdom would be established forever. And in that way, through God's king, God's people would experience the blessing of having a secure home, being established securely in their own land, provided for and protected through the rule of their anointed king. But suddenly, in verse 38, things change. It is not exactly clear what historical event may be in the background, perhaps some Babylonian invasion. In any case, some crisis has occurred and disaster has struck. Defeat, rejection, and destruction. God, so it seems, has renounced the covenant with David and his people. And so the question in verse 49, Lord, where is your steadfast love of old? As we sooner or later face some crisis in our personal lives or in our families, the same question may arise also in our hearts. Or, as it says in Psalm 77, has his steadfast love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? But now what enables us to answer those questions is a new covenant, in which the Davidic covenant is truly fulfilled, the new covenant of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom, as 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20 says, God's promises are all yes. Do we sometimes feel like God has forgotten us, rejected us? Do we sometimes wonder, does his love really endure forever? Then let us look at Jesus, our King, on the cross, pouring out his blood, the blood of the covenant for us. There is God's definite answer to our questions. And so, yes, we can and we will praise and celebrate his love and faithfulness forever. Because in the words of Romans 8:39, we know that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.